Helping Hand, it's a new weekly feature here on HPR, helping folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about services on the Valley Isle and in Maui County, although also around the state. And we're helping out older folks in the community with the services that we're featuring today. Our guest is Deborah Arendelle. She's executive on aging, Maui County Office on Aging. Aloha, and welcome to HPR, Deborah.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks, and I'm really glad to be here.
Appreciate your time. What is at the Maui County Office on Aging that could help out folks in the community?
We have many, many opportunities for assistance for people, from simply providing information to actually going into the homes, assisting folks with activities of daily living, personal care, bathing, hygiene, or if they need home-delivered meals. I'm sure everyone's heard of Meals on Wheels.
Sure.
We offer a whole gamut of services. We're ready, willing, and able to help with a whole variety of services that range from either just information all the way to direct services in the home.
If you have, for example, family, friends, somebody that you're concerned about, maybe they have an advanced illness, perhaps they live alone, maybe they have to go for different kinds of medical treatment, and they have no one to sort of be their advocate to make sure they get the proper care. Other people can get in touch with you too, right, to try to reach out for someone that they care about in their life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we get called into situations quite frequently. Someone will call and say, I'm worried about my neighbor. It seems like her dog is getting really, really thin. And we can actually go in and help that person get connected with appropriate services for their pets. So just about any situation you can think of, we can help you.
And it's not just people living in the home. There's a whole other chapter of dealing with trouble with aging, and that is when you're getting services and care, whether it's health care, whether it's just living in a nursing home facility. Often people find themselves maybe needing help in that case too. Maybe they feel like they're not getting the care they're supposed to get, and they feel like they don't know who to turn to. Are you an outlet for people who may be concerned about either the health or well-being of themselves or an elder who is in a facility?
Yes, we definitely can help those folks who are caregivers in that situation. For the senior, if a caregiver is concerned about a particular facility, we would refer those folks to the Executive Office on Aging in Honolulu. They have a very good ombudsman program. So there's a long-term care ombudsman. John McDermott heads that office up. He's very helpful to folks if they're concerned about the care a loved one is receiving in a facility. It could be a care home, it could be assisted living, or it could be a nursing home.
If you are living in your home and you receive home health care, and you think it's inadequate, or you are being abused, or you think that there's something about your home health care that isn't being done right, and you're the actual senior in question, you can reach out to your organization and you'll help direct them?
Absolutely. In those situations, if someone's still at home, we would be the point person directly to assist those folks. And depending on the situation, we may involve Adult Protective Services. If they're a contractor of ours, we can handle that directly.
So even though you guys are a government agency, what about people who want to help you help folks out? Is there a place for them to get involved?
Absolutely. Depending on that person's, what they want to help with, we probably, again, have outlets for just about anyone who wanted to help. We have a 6-week course for folks that have chronic illness called Better Choices, Better Health. And we utilize trained volunteers in that. We have another one, another 6-week course called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. Caregiving is a very, very stressful job. We are going to be having in February a countywide push on falls prevention. And we are going to be actively seeking volunteers. Our interventions might be as simple as delivering nightlights. And it might be that we're going to go in and put up a railing or a grab bar. So we're going to need folks that have a variety of skill levels. We're actually calling it Have a Heart for Seniors.
And to reach you guys for help or to help out, 643-ADRC. That's 643-2372. And that's statewide. It'll connect you with your local office.
Yep. Connects you to your local area agency on aging.
Deborah Arendelle, Executive on Aging for Maui County Office on Aging. The Maui County folks online, I have MauiCountyADRC.org.
Yes, sir. And on that website, you can see all the services that Maui County Office on Aging provides. You can also find services. We have an entire online searchable database. Across the state, if you scroll down to the bottom, you can get to any county area agency on aging office.
And you can always find all this information via Helping Hand online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Deborah, thank you so much for doing what you do and taking time for us today on HPR.
Well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate the opportunity. And call us if you need us. We're happy to help.